Hello and welcome to Career Connect with me, Nzigi Mkhize, the show where we are speaking about different career options you could potentially consider pursuing. Today, we are exploring opportunities that are available in the hospitality industry. Joining me on the couch is Siyanda Dlamini, who is the MD of the Regency Group. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm good. How are you, Nzigi?
Thanks so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So when I think of young people talk about hospitality, you know, we're thinking hotels, we're thinking luxurious vacations, we're thinking great food. What exactly does the hospitality industry in South Africa and abroad entail?
Well, it's a service industry, one where the individual has to have, you know, love for the industry. Most people get in purely because they love the industry and they want to work, you know, in that space. But once they come in, they realize that it's not glitz and glam.
Yeah.
It's long hours, first of all, because you are servicing other people at all times. The way you feel on that day does not really matter, because you know there's somebody here who is needing your services and your attention. So it's not very glamorous, but very successful, you know, in the end. And yes, the beginning is very daunting. You work a lot of long hours. You're not really appreciated. Your work is not noticed because people want to be made, you know, want you to make them feel good right now and provide a service. How you feel, like I've mentioned, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And often your salary is not glamorous at the beginning. My first salary was 800 Rand in 2001.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, you work all those long hours and you're not really, you know, getting, you know, paid that well, you know, at the beginning. So, but it's a very successful career. You know, if you do love it and you treat it with the respect and the love that it deserves, you know, it does pay off.
So is the hospitality industry in South Africa on par with the rest of the world?
Most definitely. Most of the hotel groups in the country are actually owned. You know, they've got headquarters in New York or in Dubai or whatever. So the standards are world class. I travel quite a bit. And in fact, some of our hotels in this country are above what I've seen in other countries.
Yeah.
In terms of service, in terms of just the actual product that you receive.
So when we pitch South Africa as a travel destination, you know, there's really something to be proud
absolutely.
Of in that place.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So when we talk about the Regency Group, you know, that's the company that you're from. Tell me a bit more about you guys as a hotel group and the work that you do.
So the Regency Group is new. I'm the MD and founder of the group. We're launching our first hotel in Menlyn on the 1st of June. What we have done is something a bit different. We have built apartments. Everything is in an apartment. It's an apartment-style hotel, full service. The only difference is that you walk into an apartment as opposed to walking into a hotel room.
Which feels more homey, I imagine.
Which feels more homely. We've kitted out all our apartments with Miele products. So you get a dishwasher, a washing machine.
That's fantastic.
Full on. So if you are traveling and you are maybe traveling with a family of two and you're staying for a weekend, you've got the facility to wash, you know, clothes in between. You've got the facility to cook and bake.
It's a new level of self-catering.
Very on par with the trend in the world. And we're plugging on to all sorts of platforms, including the traditional methods of selling your rooms through travel management companies, online, and traditional walk-in type of centers. And we're also doing your Airbnb.
Yeah.
So we're really making our product accessible to any and everyone across the globe.
And I imagine that really speaks to today's traveler, you know, the young professional who's, you know, globally minded, who wants to be part of everything.
And also, we're taking into account that, you know, people want space.
Yes.
You know, they want the ability to have a meeting in the lounge in the room. They want the ability to use a dining room table as a boardroom table, for example, yet maintaining their privacy in the bedrooms, which are, you know, not obviously in the lounge. So that's a kind of thing. And also people relocate. We are situated in an era where there are a lot of embassies.
Yes.
So a lot of, you know, ambassadors that come through to do work in South Africa for a month, two or three, or even up to a year, it's an ideal home away from home for them.
Definitely. I can definitely see that. So you have the hotel feel, the hotel standard with that home effect to
absolutely.
It as well.
Absolutely. And like I say, so if you'd like room services available, there's a restaurant on the first floor. There is somebody coming to clean your room every day. You can call for anything. The only difference is that you are just not in a confined hotel room. You're in an apartment space.
I'm curious to know, what does it take to launch a hotel?
A lot.
A lot.
Luckily for me, I had done this before working for a large hotel group in the country. So I had launched a hotel, not particularly a hotel group. So my thinking was always prescribed by the company head office. When this time round, whatever that will happen is as per my decision.
Okay.
So the writing of the business plan, the marketing plan, the financial plan, and so forth, I have written. The brand elements in the brand ID, I came up with it and I gave it to a marketing agency to bring it to life. So it's a different feel altogether, where it's your complete ownership. You are not carrying through somebody else's dream of having a white rose as their logo. You are really saying, this is my company, this is my brand, this means a lot to me. So I'm going for this look and feel. And also, just to express how you see the industry, I travel extensively. So it's been such a privilege that I have been to New York, I've been to, you know, Italy, I've been all over the place, and to take ideas from all over the place and put them together and launch this brand that I'm launching with the staff that I've also put together.
It's a beautiful journey.
It's a beautiful journey, one that I can't even explain. I don't sleep at night because I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I have an idea and I reach out for my laptop. But above all, I think to have crack the mold. You know, nobody I know can say I've launched a hotel group. Nobody I know can say they have walked the path that I've been walking since the beginning of 2018. It really has been a privilege working with builders, working with contractors, really to build this hotel. Again, people speak about hotels and they see the glamorous smiles at the reception and they see beautiful food. They don't know that my day entails of speaking to builders, architects. You know, there's just so much that goes into it.
There are a lot of moving parts as well.
A lot of moving parts.
So I imagine you don't wake up MD. Walk me through your journey, you know, from graduating to now. How do you end up in this position?
So my journey was a bit different. I went to a school called Alexandra High School in Maritzburg. And I worked in the school's catering club. I always just thought that the industry of hotels had to do with catering and just being nice to people. So I had a friendly smile and I was in this catering club. And I got to understand the industry a bit better with time. And hence I decided to study hotel management. I did my training a bit differently. Prodi Hotels offers a training program through which you work at various hotels and you study part-time. You complete all your assignments on the side, submit them, and every year for 6 weeks you go for what we call block release, where you go to either WITS or to Cape Town Hotel School and you basically do the theory part in 6 weeks, write your exams, and hopefully you pass and move on.
Okay.
So that is how it started. So by the time I got done with my training, after 4 years, I already had 4 years of experience.
Okay.
At the time I was living in Cape Town, and that's where my career grew. So basically grew it from hotel to hotel, department to department. And I was fortunate that at the age of 26, I became the first black general manager in the project structure.
That's fantastic.
At the time.
Yeah.
And it was obviously after I had done quite a bit, you know, that really put me on that level from refurbishing.
I'm going to ask you to pause there, because that then ties in with the kind of career options and growth paths that are available. And we'll pick that up a bit more after the break.
Sure.
After the break, we speak more about the hospitality industry and how you can grow your career in that space. More after the break.
So the pros are that you are secure of a job. I have never come across anyone who's been retrenched from the industry. Long hours would be a bit of an issue, especially if you don't like working over weekends, or if you are traditional, or if you are religious. You are not guaranteed at the beginning, particularly, that you are going to get your Sundays or your Saturdays off. So in terms of that, and or rather if you also are starting a family, it also becomes a bit difficult because you could be working until, you know, nine, very late at night. So those are the things that need to be considered, you know, before committing to the industry.
Hello and welcome back to Career Connect with me, Nzigi Mkhize. Joining me on the couch is Siyanda Dlamini, and we're talking about a career in hospitality. Now, before the break, you were telling me about your journey, really, just how you've been able to grow up until being the MD where you are today. Tell me a bit more about that. And also, looking at your hotel group and launching this now, what are the careers from the door to right in the back of the hotel that we never see, and from front desk to executive level that are available to people who are in the hospitality space?
So my career growth just basically went from, you know, being a manager of different departments, so within hotels. So what you've got is that in terms of the ground level, you've obviously got, you know, your cleaners, your receptionists, your porters, your cooks, and so forth. And then once you grow up, go up the ladder a bit, then you'll find your department heads. So you'll find the head chef, you'll find the front office manager, you'll find an accountant, you'll find a reservations manager, a revenue manager, and so forth, the housekeeper. Traditionally, hotels also have a marketing department, which you don't obviously see. It's in the back scenes. That's where all the marketing happens, as well as all the advertising and the social media management, which is obviously a newer thing that, you know, hotels are definitely, you know, involved in. So there is there are a lot of opportunities that do lie in the space that are outside the traditional ways of looking at it. That is just, you know, chefs and receptionists that you see in the front line. A lot of the work is done behind the scenes. The space is basically run by people who would run any other business. You still have all the other brand, other elements of a business that do exist in the space. It's often just that it's either sitting at a hotel group head office, at not necessarily at hotel level, but basically all the elements that you see when you look at a big company, the hotels are also within the business of hotels.
Okay, so aside from somebody who studied another qualification that can be used as from the business aspect of the hospitality industry, what can I study to be in the hospitality industry?
You can study hotel management, or you can study tourism, or you can study, you know, obviously to become a chef. A lot of the guys that also work with us are guys that are that studied. One of my assistants studied business management, and she has brought a beautiful dynamic to what we do. And some people didn't study, they just happened to work in hotels, and they grew their careers as much as, like I say, some came from different, after graduating from all sorts of other, you know, careers, and they ended up in the hotel, in the hotel space.
Now, earlier on you mentioned that there's definitely long hours and some of the work that you do goes unnoticed. You know, what are some of the skills that one would need to be successful in the hospitality industry?
So for me personally, the biggest skill is just the right attitude. If you have got that, we can train you. If your attitude is right, I have had a lot of success stories where an individual came through. There was a girl that I poached from a supermarket. Because she just was friendly. She had the right attitude. She is a guest relations manager of a big hotel today.
So there definitely is that growth potential.
There is
within
that growth potential
within
from within. Absolutely. A lot of the companies, a lot of the hotel management companies train for skill. It's easier that way because you, at least you get someone who's raw. And you can sort of mold
the
right thing as per your company ID and your standards and so forth.
Now, earlier on when we first started, you spoke about how in your first job you earned 800 grand. What is the earning potential in the hospitality industry?
Well, it goes from as little now, obviously things have changed. The minimum wage is now about 3,500 rand, and it can go quite up, to
a lot.
A lot. To a lot. It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, I can say I went from 850 eventually, you know, as I was a trainee at 850. Up to about 3.5 and then when I started working after my studies, I went from 5 to 10 and to 20 to 30 and so it obviously goes up as you know, you climb up the ladder.
And you also spoke to us a lot about your travels as well. You know, is studying in hospitality in South Africa a transportable skill? You know, so can I pick up and move to another part
of the world? You can definitely move. I never had the privilege to, because the company I worked for at the time just took me seriously as much as I took what I did seriously. So when I graduated, I already had my management post waiting for me. But a lot of my friends who studied, you know, directly with hotel schools without having the 4-year, you know, in-service training with a hotel group were able to go and work in ships, were able to go work all over the world just to have like a gap year and go and have fun and come back. Some of them never came back. The downside to it was that they are still very junior in the ranks. Because they were young and they partied and had this, you know, massive experience and beautiful photos from traveling around the world, but they didn't really grow their careers. So I did it differently. I grew my career, and all my travels are just holidays. I try and go somewhere, you know, I haven't been at least 3 times a year. Just to broaden my horizons and the understanding of the industry.
That's a very powerful point. How does a young person take control of their growth journey? You know, especially if, I mean, from you, as from a management position, if I come to you and say, hey, you know, I'm really interested in doing this, what can I show you so that you know I'm serious? And what can I do to propel me forward quicker?
You see, for me, how I grew my journey, and that's how I look at it. I look at your dedication. Nobody ever asked me to work an extra hour or two if there was a need to. Nobody ever asked me to ask the right questions and try and involve myself as much as possible. I think I probably was the biggest pest as growing up in the industry, because I would always ask questions. Mm. I would always make notes. I would always want to know why things are being done. I would want to be involved in things that were way ahead of where I was at the time. And that really has given me the platform at 35, which I just turned, to really say, right, I've gone through everything I could possibly go through under anyone's wing. It's time for me to go on my own and express what I've been taught by everyone, what I think is the right thing to do, the influences from my travels and what I studied and what I still study, and really express all of those things, you know, in my own management company today.
And speaking about still studying, how does somebody continuously grow their skills in the hospitality space, or even somebody who's working in another industry and they're sort of listening to this and going, I'd love to be in that industry space. How do you make that transition?
Basically, the first thing I think is that you've got to enjoy every phase of your journey. When I was a trainee getting 850 a day, it was never too big for me to clean a toilet.
Yeah.
It was never too much of a job. I enjoyed it because it was part of the journey. And I asked the right questions and I read. So at any given point, now I find myself reading a lot about, you know, advertising and management, because now that falls a part of my portfolio as the MD of the company. Mm-hmm. I need to know when I walk into advertising and marketing that I know what I'm talking about. So you really enjoy the journey, and you really have to, you know, reinvent in your craft and really invest in your craft.
Mm. And I just wonder, from a food perspective, you know, how important is catering to the hospitality industry?
It's huge. If you have a bad meal, are you ever going to go back? Mm. It's the first thing that your guest has in the morning. If a breakfast is not up to standard, they won't come back. It's as important as the quality of the bed and as a service. It just really goes hand in hand.
Fantastic. I could keep you for ages just talking more and more about this. So thank you so much for joining me. Where can people go to find out about you and your hotel group?
So people can send me an email, cianda@theregencygroup, or follow me on social networks, Cianda Sabelo, and that's me.
Fantastic. All the best with the launching of your hotel.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
For more great episodes on how you can grow your career, stay tuned to Career Connect right here on Business Day TV. I'm Zigim Kizel. Thanks so much for watching.